Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Simaya. How may I assist you today?
Oh, hi. My name's Tom Wynn. I started to see a $19 a month charge from you folks. What are you? You're not Equifax, are you?
No, so this is a gun certification and qualifying to get your concealed carry permit for a firearm. Let's first see if you have an account with us. Then I can explain what you're being billed for. What's your zip code and name?
How the heck did I get this thing? My name's Thomas Wynn, Wynne.
Thank you. And what's your address?
4 Owen Oak Lane, Westerly, Rhode Island.
Thank you, sir. Is this a good contact number in case you get disconnected?
Yep.
Thank you. So, yeah, so looking over your account, you have the gun certification and the online training portal. At that time, so there was a gun certification that was recognized by the state of Virginia to receive your concealed carry permit. You applied for back in December of 2020, but it was an ongoing $19 transaction. That's for additional training courses for preparation classes, for additional firearm and self-defense courses for the concealed carry certification. But if you no longer
How
want the
long has it
recurrent
been
billing,
running? No,
since
I don't.
December of
I never
2020, sir.
use this. This has been monthly for 2 years, really?
Correct, sir.
Oh my God.
But we can go ahead
Why?
and cancel the account out. And let me know you're ready for the
Cancel it
cancellation
out.
number.
How far can you go back and cancel? I never use this thing. I took a, I don't know, I looked into it once and then I never used it.
Okay, well, yes, so off of the most recent transaction that was for this month, we can refund back at least $9 off of that for you.
How far back can you refund? I haven't used this ever.
Unfortunately, I do see it was never canceled, so that's why it's a recurring billing. But I'm willing to refund back $19 just for this 1 month.
How about all the other months that I didn't use it? I can't even believe that I did this. So stupid of
Well,
me.
for the month of March, I can refund back at least $9 of that to you.
But for the 2 years, you can't refund it? I didn't
Not
do
for the
anything. I mean,
full 2 years,
did.
sir. I can refund back only March and April of the $19 full amount, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna have to take out a dispute with MasterCard then. I never did anything. I mean, I may have signed on, given me my your card, my card, and then there was no activity for 2 years. You can check that on your end.
Okay, give me 1 moment while I place you on a brief hold. While I seek more assistance regarding the information, so bear with me 1 moment. Yes, I'm communicating my supervisor to see how we can best assist. Bear with me 1 moment. Yes, yeah, so I'm communicating with her now. She's reviewing the information. Bear with me 1 moment. So even with my supervisor, sir, unfortunately, due to the status of the account, we cannot go back no further than 3 months. So I did agree to refund back the March and April. Now, off of the February, we could refund back at least $9 off of that to you, sir. Because we can't go
You know, this is
past
really
3 months,
weird.
sir.
So this is like $250 a year, $240 a year for what? What was I supposed to be getting from you?
Well, it was additional training self-defense courses that you were supposed to be taking with that certification.
But I never use
I understand that, sir, but unfortunately, we can still only go back 3 months, sir, which would be February, March, and April.
All right, well, why don't you go ahead and credit that, and I'm going to take it up with the card company.
Right, so the
We'll see what
request
they
is
can do.
in place on the account, and you should receive the refund in 3 to 5 business days, along with an email to twynne@gmail.com. Great. Anything else?
No, I think it's a scam, but we'll go another route. Thank you.